A reading from the Gospel according to St. Luke. Some Sadducees, those who deny that there is a resurrection, came forward and put this question to Jesus, saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote for us, if someone's brother dies, leaving a wife but no child, his brother must take the wife and raise up descendants for his brother. Now, there were seven brothers. The first married a woman, but died childless. Then the second and the third married her. And likewise, all seven died childless. Finally, the woman also died. Now, at the resurrection, whose wife will that woman be? For all seven had been married to her." Jesus said to them, "The children of this age marry and remarry, but those who are deemed worthy to attain to the coming age and to the resurrection of the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage. They can no longer die, for they are like angels, and they are the children of God, because they are the ones who will rise. That the dead will rise, even Moses made known in the passage about the bush, when he called Lord the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And he is not God of the dead, but of the living, for to him all are alive." Some of the scribes said in reply, "Teacher, you have answered well." And they no longer dared to ask him anything. In today's passage from Luke, Jesus is not saying that those who marry will not rise from the dead, and those who do not marry will rise from the dead. No, that's not what he's saying at all. If you read the text carefully, you will see that what he is saying is in the full tradition of the Old Testament and the New Testament. He's saying, but the children of this age, those who are steeped in sinful worldly ways, and those deemed worthy of attaining the age to come, that is, those who follow Christ or baptized in him and become children of God. So it's the children of this age and the children of the age to come that he's comparing and talking about. Hence, all those who are and live as children of God and indwelt by the Holy Spirit will attain to the resurrection of the dead, whether they marry or not. They are like angels. But we know that even those of us who are baptized into Christ are not and can never be really angels. We are bodies, embodied souls, and struggle daily to be faithful children of God. How then are we like the angels? That's an enormous question, and we can only touch briefly upon it here. Besides having flesh and blood bodies, which the angels do not have, another big difference is that we still live in the realm of time and space, while they live in the eternity of heaven. What kind of life do the angels have in heaven? Well, first, angels are pure spirit of intellect and will. Thus, they are primarily knowers and lovers, and they primarily and totally love and know God to their fullest capacity. The angels, it is said, have four major tasks. They are contemplators, adorers, servants, and warriors. They are contemplators of the divine goodness, beauty, and truth of God. They stand before the God, face of God, continually, or in other words, they always exist in his presence. They are adorers of God. They praise the divine majesty. They worship and adore him for his holiness and his very being. The angels are servants, or as Pope St. Gregory the Great said in the 6th century, they are what their name signifies, which is messengers. The word angels in Greek means messengers. So they have a relationship with creation and humans besides with God. They bring us messages from God, and they serve, minister to us when we are in special need. The letter to the Hebrews says they are all ministering spirits. But the angels are also warriors, guardians of our soul, who battle evil in the world. If we then are children of God in Christ, we are called to be like the angels by being contemplators, adorers, servants, and warriors. How does what the angels do in heaven then apply to us? They too are creatures and members of Christ's mystical body. They are our helpers on the way to the Father's house. Well, we do the four things they do. The angels contemplate God, and so do we. Our greatest gifts of intellect and will enable us to know and love God now on earth and for eternity in paradise. Although we currently live in the dimness of faith, we can still penetrate that veil by our hope, our love, and our faith. We can think of God as we go about our daily activities. It begins gradually, but can increase more and more as we allow God to be a part of our lives. So let us encourage others to seek and contemplate God. The angels are adorers, and so are we. Adoration is a wonderful gift we can give to our triune God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sanctifier. We can worship and praise God when we participate in Mass or use any of the countless vocal prayers of the Church, including the Rosary, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, the Stations of the Cross, and any of the other prayers that we may find helpful. We are adorers when we take time for a visit to the Blessed Sacrament on our lunch hour, or attend an evening prayer service or prayer group meeting. Let us encourage others then to discover anew Christ in the Eucharist and adore him. The angels are servants, and so are we. Being a servant is part of our call as a Christian. Jesus told us that he came not to be served, but to serve. Service of the Lord and our neighbor flows from the great commandment to love God and our neighbor. In fact, love is an expression. Service is an expression of love. Yes, service is an expression of our love. We remember that the demons rebelled against God and said, "I will not serve." So let us take as our motto, "Serviam," I will serve. The angels are warriors, and so are we. We are warriors interiorly when we keep up the daily struggle to overcome our sinful tendencies and to grow in virtue. Exteriorly, we are warriors when we are zealous for the faith by passing on that faith to others, children and adults alike. As warriors, we stand for integrity, morality, and a culture rapidly spiraling downward to destruction. As warriors, we teach religion classes, or we can get involved in many other ways at our parish. We give example to our fellow Christians by participating as well as we can at the liturgy. We are warriors when we pray for missionaries, for the conversion of sinners, for the fidelity of priests and religious, and for the flourishing of the faith throughout the world. If we have died with Christ through baptism and by living a daily sacramental life, then, as Jesus said, we can no longer die, for we are like angels, and we are the children of God, because we are the ones who will rise.